Good afternoon. The cold front that passed through the area yesterday, still close enough to produce a good amount of clouds across a large part of interior New York and New England, even a couple of passing showers in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England early this afternoon before we completely dry out. We will see a return to sunshine first. It's occurring across northernmost New York and Vermont. And gradually, we'll see more in the way of sunshine for the rest of the region as we get deeper into the afternoon. Humidity levels have dropped considerably from the last few days, so it's more comfortable outside. And when the sun comes out, temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 70s on average. That high pressure center will continue to build in tonight. Temperatures will drop back into the 50s. Even cooler weather on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. It looks like temperatures will barely manage to reach the 70-degree mark on average across the region. And with high pressure and control into the second half of the weekend, it looks mostly sunny and dry on Sunday with highs staying in the 60s. By the second half of the day on Sunday, we'll start to see some clouds move in from the south and west as a low-pressure system approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. This will be what's left of Tropical Storm Gordon. As it makes an approach to the region, we'll start to see the clouds thicken up on Sunday night with a good chance of rain during the day on Monday. High temperatures with the clouds and showers to start next week on Monday afternoon will be in the mid-60s. Some milder air will move in on Tuesday, but still some leftover showers from that system. Highs will reach to about 80, then we'll dry it out for Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front is forecast to become stalled over portions of the central and southern plains and mid-Mississippi Valley in the coming days. This boundary, coupled with the deep moisture influx from Tropical Depression Gordon, will be a focus for slow-moving storms capable of producing high amounts of rainfall. Additional rainfall on top of already saturated ground will keep an elevated threat for flooding through the end of the week for parts of the central United States. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall for much of Arkansas, Missouri, and Illinois today. As the system continues to shift to the east, a moderate risk area will then transition to portions of Indiana, Illinois, and eastern Missouri. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Florence continues to move across the central Atlantic, still far from land, about 935 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and 865 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Florence is moving toward the west near 8 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Sunday. A west-northwestward motion with an increase in forward speed is forecast over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean early next week. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in intensity is expected during the next day or so, but re-strengthening is forecast over the weekend. Florence could become a hurricane again by Saturday night or Sunday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, upper 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 70, the average temperature 81, that's 15 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 0.02 inches for the month, which is 58 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 26.28 inches for the year, which is 47 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 96, set in 1945 and in 1881. And the record low, 36, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m. 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a shower possible today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, even cooler with highs in the 60s to around 70. Sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds, upper 60s. A good chance of rain on Monday, otherwise cloudy in the mid 60s. A chance of showers Tuesday near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s Wednesday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Thursday and highs near 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.